is one of my favorite calls.
You just shut up and let me do my job.
Jim said, what is going on to Virginia with Virginia in the second half when it just looked like they weren't going to come back? And they didn't. But then the very next year, they won it all and won a championship. And that was his championship. He won that. He's 55 years old, Clinton Tyler, and he just all of a sudden has decided to retire on Friday.
Interesting.
Like, and the season's about to start, right? The preseason poll was dropped.
Nothing to see here.
The other day, like, and I want to believe, like, hey, man, maybe he just said, man, it's time. But 55-year-old guys that are ate up with college basketball, that have done the things that Tony Bennett did, that's gone through training camp and walked all the way up until the start of the season, don't generally just say, you know what? Nah, man, I'm out. Well, so it feels like I hate that I'm thinking that, but it feels like something's more than him just wanting to retire.
Yeah, look, they generally, when you talk about these coaches of this caliber, they generally have more, and I'll use the word respect, I'm using it loosely, but they have more respect for the players, the program, the people around, the ADs, and you know everybody that works for them, than to just prepare for a season and then walk out a week before it all kicks off.
They still, Clint, they don't know who's going to be the interim coach.
Yeah, there's got to be more to this. There's got to be more behind it, and boy, I don't even want to start speculating on this.
I know. Did you feel that, Tyler? I saw that. I said,
I'll put it to you like this.
What if I told you?
I mean, not that I think, but there's a good chance that HR is involved.
Bobby
Petrino.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because right, it's hard if it's like violation stuff. It's pretty hard to not abide by the easy, simple rules that you have now. Like
if you violate an NIL rule.
Yeah,
now,
you know that's what I mean. Usually, now you're thinking. Now you're thinking the other way. Like you said, Bobby Petrino. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, that he's retiring. So I hope I'm completely wrong, and that. But when I first saw that, I said,
Something don't smell right. something don't smell right.
That's like Steve Sarkisian or any coach around here just said, hey, man, went through spring ball, went through preseason camp, and 2 weeks before the start of the season, man, I woke up.
Decided I don't want to do this anymore.
Threw in the towel.
Coaching ain't for me.
What? And the university's not prepared for it, so that's an odd thing.
We need to look it up. I wonder how much money he's leaving on the table.
Oh, you ain't lying, man. I don't know. Maybe he wants to go somewhere and be a general manager, but a general manager for Virginia. I don't know. They're hiring those now.
He could pick a better time to leave than that.
I mean, you ain't lying. All right, real quick, Clint. Do you think the Texans, they didn't feel it last week, putting up 41 points. Do you think the Texans, this is a week they miss Nico Collins? We start to see that?
Yeah, I think you miss your superstars, man. I think, I said this earlier, man, there's when everybody's healthy, there's two guys on this offense right now that I believe are like NFL explosive, like can hit their head on the goalpost at any point in time, can get behind the defense at any point in time. I think there's two guys that have shown the ability to do that this year. I think it's Nico Collins and Joe Mixon. Those two guys are just different caliber players. They attack it different. They're hard to tackle. They're explosive. They're big. They're strong. I think Tank Dell falls in that category as of last year. We have not seen it this year. I need to see it this year. But where I'm going with it is this is the kind of game to me when you've got two Super Bowl contending football teams, one in the AFC, one in the NFC, Packers, Texans. This feels like a game where your superstars have to be super. Like, that's going to be the difference in this game. Your superstars have to be super. And C.J. Stroud, I believe he can do it. I believe Joe Mixon could potentially have a hell of a game. Will Anderson and Danico Autry could have a hell of a game. But I think this is going to be – there's going to be five or six moments in the game where this team, this offense has a chance to make a big play. And not having Nico could end up hurting them.
It to me feels like this is a game where – you're gonna have to put up points, and for me that's where, because it feels like it's going to be more in the vein of the Colts Texans game week one 29-27, and if you just remember in that game, Nico made several just made plays.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't teach that are plays that I'm not as sure that Tank and Stephon Diggs can make. I mean, he just went up and just went between two guys and just caught a deep ball.
Yeah.
That set up a score.
Whether you're talking about those just big body where he goes up and makes catches that the two smaller receivers aren't, or you talk about, I mean, we've seen him catch screen routes and, I mean, screen plays and hit a seam and break two tackles and go to the house. I mean, Diggs and Tank ain't doing that. There is a chance, you know, that, like I said, Joe Mixon has a big game. There is a chance that I think Tank Dell could fill the void of explosive plays, but we haven't seen that yet. And so if the question is, do you think that the Texans feel it this week? I think this is the week that you could potentially feel the absence of Nico Collins. I don't think in the previous couple of games, I mean, hell, even Buffalo. I mean, you could go back to when Nico was playing, even Jacksonville. Like, I mean, yeah, you miss the beast that he is, but I don't know that you go into the game and go, oh, man, I don't know if we have enough. Like, when you're facing Green Bay, it's one of those, like, man, you really feel the impact of your one of the best receivers in the NFL not being on the field.
Yeah, and obviously his impact just can help others.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Tyler, let's get T-Mill's best bets tonight. We'll ignore what happened yesterday. What are your best bets tonight?
Yeah, I'll put it out there. I went 0-for-3 on best bets last night. Not happening tonight. Thursday Night Football, I got 5 real quick. Get your pencil and your pen, whatever you need, paper to write on. Over 37, lock it in. Saints over 7.5 points in the first half. Rattler over 21.5 rush yards. Rattler over 181.5 pass yards. And Alvin Kamara over 66.5 rush yards. Let's win some money.
Denver's defense been playing pretty well. We'll see. Hopefully you bounce back.
All Saints. I guess you like the Saints tonight, huh?
I do. And I'm still on the right side of 60% success this week with best bets. I'm 6-for-9.
60%. There you go. And Clint loves the Broncos tonight. So we'll see. All right. We appreciate Cade Stover for joining the program earlier today. And everybody here, all of our winners, everybody who came out and had a good time, remember again, tomorrow we are out at East River 9. Come on out, hang out with us for a little Football Friday. Your chance to win some prizes there as well. Clint, great job tonight. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron Hughley. Houston, we love you, baby.
If you're at a friend's house and clog the toilet and there's no plunger, what do you do? Hashtag ass change.
You roll up your sleeve and you stick that hand down there and you do what you have to do. Then you wash that shit off. You do what you have to do. You don't leave the toilet clogged at your friend's house. You take care of that shit. You wash your hands thoroughly.
And shake everybody's hand, Greg. Former Pizza Hut delivery driver, J.J. Wong.
Yeah. What the hell you mean? You can't come up with nothing else?
That would never cross my mind. J.J., that's rough. One of my really good socks, I do have one pair of Nike socks. Had you used it, I'd appreciate it if you put it in wash. Oh, boy, I tell you what.
Strat House.